one halakha detail in the laws of Hanukkah. The question that people ask, what's the best way to prepare the menorah for lighting? Again, you have usually in the menorot that you're setting up manually. You have a keli, and then you have oil, and then you have wicks. So what is the proper order to set up this menorah? Is it proper to put the oil first and then add a wick? Or is it proper to put the wick in an empty keli and then add the oil while the wick is still in? Again, we're talking about over here in the preparation of the menorah. So he brings over here in the Sefer Ned Letzion, in Perek Chet, Halakha Chavtet, Tov Sheyiten Techila HaPetila Bechdi, Ve'ahar Kach Yiten HaShemen. He says, interestingly enough, you should put the wick and then add the oil. He brings it from a Sefer Galya Raza, Linyan Ner Shabbat. Shal Pi Yasod, even by Ner Shabbat, יש להקדים נתינת הכלי, ואחר כך נתינת הפתילה בתוכו, ואחר כך נתינת השמן. ועיין בגמרא יומה, שכן היה סדר הטבת הנרות בבית המקדש. When they used to light the menorah בבית המקדש, what did they do? שנותנים הפתילה, ואחר כך נותנים השמן. וכך היא ברמב״ם. And the רמב״ם in פרק ג' from the laws of תמידים המוספים הלכה י"ב, רמב״ם, מהו דישון המנורה? How did they clean the menorah? כל נר שקבה, if the נר went out, מסיר הפתילה וכל השמן שבנר. They cleaned it out totally. ומקנחו. And then they cleaned the cup, ונותן בו פתילה אחרת, and then they put a new פתילה, and then it says, ושמן אחר במידה. And then they add oil. ולכאורה גם גבי חנוכה, מה טוב אם יוכל לעשות, כן? So he says over here, that's the way they lit the menorah, so לכאורה we want to duplicate exactly what they did. וכן משהו בסדר לשם ייחוד, שסידר הבן איש חי. If you look at the בן איש חי, it's לשם ייחוד before the lighting of the menorah, it's משמע also. Then I put the petila, then I put the oil, it seems that it's following a certain pattern. Of course, Abotai, it's not me'akev. We're talking about over here how to do the mitzvah in the best way possible. Then he brings down, v'yesh omrim sheyiten b'nerot mayim. They also add a little water into the vessel. Sheyah shemen lema'la, that the oil floats to the top. Kedel l'moz, ki gabar yisrael alumot, shenemshiru lema'im azedonim. The goyim are compared to water, and Am Yisrael compared to Shemen, and therefore the Jewish people rose against the enemies. So therefore, to symbolize that, they put a little water. Who brings that down? That's the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph, Siv Katan Lamidbet. He brings it down in the name of the Yafel Alev. Now again, you won't be able to do this if you're buying the ready-made items. The ready-made items, they're just filled with oil. So you're not going to get any of these, hidurim, of putting the wick in first, then the oil, or adding water. And also you're not getting the fact of the terchav, the mitzvah. When they lit the menorah, the Beit HaMikdash, they didn't have ready-made items. They did it themselves. Of course, it's not to say that you're not allowed to use them, but again, to fulfill these extra hidurim, one would have to have his own cups, his own wicks and oil, and then he could do this by himself.